I'm always trying to pull back from the confusing cutting edge of research into sort of the practical daily clinical application in a patient in whom you have a strong suspicion of a potential response to a TKI, let's say a non-smoking female.
Any non-smoking woman with adenocarcinoma, I mean, indeed there are people who are smokers who don't have adeno and who aren't women who can respond, but any non-smoking woman with adenocarcinoma is going to be a high chance of doing well with the agent.
How does that alter your algorithm to clinical practice in a non-protocol setting?
Yeah.
Let's start out with first-line metastatic disease.
Yeah.
You have the patient who's a non-smoking female with adenocarcinoma. Does that change what you think should be a typical clinical algorithm?
Well, you know, we don't have consensus on this, but I guess in my own practice, if I look what I've done, I have taken many of those people and given them a TK inhibitor as single therapy. I expect to see within 3 to 4 weeks symptomatic relief and some hint of a response on a simple imaging study like a chest X-ray.
And getting back to this patient, the female non-smoker first line, are you saying that you would use erlotinib alone or with chemotherapy? And where would you factor in bevacizumab?
Yeah. Okay. That's a fabulous question. And I can answer it with great assurity since I have no clue. We really don't know. I think this is what research should be looking at. Do we give chemo first? Do we give chemo with erlotinib? Probably not, because the results of the two trials that looked at that weren't so good.
Although in the non-smokers, when they were segmented out, they did sort of look good.
They did, but would they have done just as well with the single agent? See, the Canadians are saying that just having the mutation conferred benefit, not whether or not you got the erlotinib, which is very, very interesting. The folks in Boston and New York are disagreeing with that. So we don't know right now. My personal feeling in these early days, and this is opinion and opinion only, is I would give that woman the TKI inhibitor alone first, and I would follow her to maximum response, and at the first hint of anything getting a little worse, that's when I would jump in with the chemo, and I'd probably give the chemo with bevacizumab. Now, many people have said maybe these agents, these TKI inhibitors, do just as well in first line and second line. So many people say, well, why couldn't I give her chemo first and then go to the other? And absolutely you could. So I think we need good studies to work these out.
And when you say you'd bring in chemo and bevacizumab, would you continue the erlotinib?
I really don't know the answer to that, but I probably would start to decrease it. Just as with imatinib in GIST, people have started to report the occasional flare that happens when there's a sudden stop of these TKIs. Well, is that a real fact or is it just that of anecdote? We don't know. So I think we have to be uncertain as to whether to continue or not. My guess is that I would probably start to give it less frequently when I gave it with chemo.
What are your thoughts about the combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab that was reported in the JCO last year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it shows it can be given. And that's what clinical trials are all about, to try to show whether these two really do complement each other. What would be even better would be if we could identify a population. That's the interesting thing also for bevacizumab. I don't think that really we can have great confidence that we have found a population, whereas with erlotinib or gefitinib, maybe we have. And wouldn't it be great if a couple of years from now we'll be able to really target the patients in a whole variety of ways? The newest agent on the block is pemetrexed for second line, and it is active and reasonably easy to give, and that is certainly interesting. I'll look forward to the first line studies with pemetrexed in combination, but thus far there's mainly phase two information there. So I would say that in the metastatic setting, we have a whole bunch of second line agents that have been shown. Docetaxel remains the agent that is used as the comparator, and nothing has beaten it to date. Although there are other candidates that are there, so people do have other second line, it really has shown good evidence in first line. It's one of our many reasonable choices in first line.